again, Cousin Taurus. Your old friend Eric Francis here with your rune reading and a bit of a artifact reading. Just one artifact. One thing. But I have a story first. A story from the last approximately 5 minutes, and I am somewhat astonished, and let me tell you this and see what you think. As you know, maybe, maybe not, I have worked with A Course in Miracles on and off for about 30 years. I was introduced to the materials in 1986, and one thing I noticed about them, I've read every word, by the way, that was published officially as The Course in Miracles probably anywhere between 1 and 4 times, so I'm quite familiar with the material. And one thing that stands out, if you're paying attention, is that there's no references to sex. And I was aware for some time that in the many staged process of going from the original channeling of A Course in Miracles, which came through a scribe named Helen Schuckman, who took the whole thing down thousands and thousands of pages in shorthand notebooks. She was a stenographer, among other things, and she scribed the work, and the work was typed into what became known as the Unrevised Manuscript, or in course terms, the UR Manuscript. And I was aware that all references to sex had been taken out. I was not aware of anyone who had been particularly a student of that until last night, when I was doing some research in preparation for what may be, now may not be, but may be a new radio program for Pacifica Radio called The Miracle Hour. I'm not exactly an advocate of A Course in Miracles, but I have learned a lot from it, and I think it would be interesting to offer my commentaries, of which I have many. And so tonight, I found a PDF of the unrevised manuscript published by some guys in New Hampshire, because now the copyright is gone. It's been declared public domain, every bit of it, the whole thing. And found, first of all, the first reference to the notion that not only were there references to sex, but that the voice presumably claimed to be that of Jesus. That's how the voice identifies itself, coming through Helen, is the actual personality of Jesus of Nazareth. It states directly that the instructions about sex are to be included because they are of vital necessity to what the Course calls miracle workers. So I find this, and then I load it in the PDF. It takes a while to download, you know, the 2,000 pages or so, but started searching the word sex in the manuscript and found the affirmative statement that the only proper use of sex is for procreation. And continued to search the word in the unrevised manuscript of the textbook, and continued to find additional clarifications of that, but never basically veering from that position. Apparently, part of the controversy about sex was that one of the scribes, the typist, Helen Schuckman's boss, William Thetford, was gay. So Schuckman was the actual channel, if you accept that preposition, that idea, that she was not actually the author, that the author was using her as a vehicle. It would be an interesting point to discuss and debate, but in any event, let's just leave it at that. And Bill, the typist and the collaborator in the whole channeling process, which went on for 12 years, begins, by the way, in October of 1965 during the Uranus-Pluto conjunction, with the Moon conjunct Uranus and Pluto. I just did the chart for the first day of channeling, and so it's Uranus, Pluto in Virgo, and the Moon in Virgo. That because so much of the discussion was between Bill and Jesus, channeling through Helen, that they decided, and I'm not obviously not done with my research on this, but they removed all the references to sex, which apparently have a lot to say about why sex is to be used only for procreation, and that that indiscriminate sexual impulses are the same as indiscriminate miracle impulses, and so on and so on. And it is taking basically a purist position. Now, I didn't know what position I would have thought it might take, but the finished manuscript, the published one, called the Second Edit, I believe, is a commentary, for the most part, on special love, specialness. And there is a... okay, the concept of specialness is love that excludes, choosing certain people for certain purposes and excluding others. And, you know, there's a lot written about this. There's, I would estimate, probably a third of the 600-page textbook addresses the subject of the special love relationship, which it says basically directly goes against the laws of the universe. And so there's one interpretation of this that, of course, Miracles is in effect advocating a polyamorous position.